soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and thank you for listening today. You know, this Sunday is the 26th day of April, and it is the last Sunday in April. That means January, February, March, April, 4 months. Now, Brother Jewel, how'd that happen? How did we get through 4 months of the year already? You know what? Hey, let's all do this. Not this weekend, but next week one day. Let's all decorate for Christmas, shall we? Well, maybe that's rushing a little bit, but before you know it, we're going to be through summer. We're going to be through the fall. We're going to be at Thanksgiving. Oh, my goodness. Christmas, all of it. Well, let's not rush it. I feel like traveling on. There's a good song. Brother Scott, you come sing for us, will you please?
My heavenly home is bright and fair. Feel like traveling on. Nor pain nor death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling. The sun outshine. I feel like traveling on. That heavenly mansion shall be mine. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. So good to me, I feel like traveling, traveling on. Until that blessed home I see, I feel like traveling, traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling, traveling on. I feel like traveling, traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on.
Wow, that's a good song. Scott, I don't know who Brother Scott is. I don't know if he's a pastor or what. I said to Brother Jules, is that a black man? He sounds like a black man. I love hearing black men sing. He goes, no. Well, I listened and I said, oh, he's a Southerner. He's a Southerner. And I don't know where he's from. He's probably from Detroit. But thank you, Brother Scott, for singing and the group with you. We're going to get to one more song, and then I'm going to get right in our Bible study. I'm going to go quickly, so let's get the song. Now, Brother Jules, will I like this song, Cast Your Cares? We're Revival Time. Okay, doesn't sound like Revival Time yet, but we'll see. We'll see.
Are there storms in your life?
We're in the Gospel of 2 John, not the Gospel, 2 John, and chapter, no, there's only one chapter. Pardon me, we're in verse number 8. Let's read this together. Look to yourselves. Look to yourselves. Self-examination. That's what we do before the Lord's table. Let a man examine himself. Today, I want to just, I'm going to keep going with that verse, but I want you to all of us, Jack Treiber especially, I want you to spend some time today and look to yourselves. Examine your life. Do you read the Bible? Do you pray? Do you walk with God? Are you trusting Him? Are you believing that God can do anything and everything? Are you a soul winner? Are you a person that loves people? Are you kind to everybody? Are you envious and jealousy and complaining and griping and discord? Is that your life? What kind of life is it? Are you on the internet all day long? That I don't know how to do the internet. I don't have time for the internet. I know we're on the internet right now and we're on stations. I know all that. And it can be very good. But I'll tell you what, friend, if you're on that internet more than, 15 minutes a day, you're wasting your time. You are literally wasting your time. You don't have enough to do. I don't have time to go to the internet. I don't have time to look at it. I just don't have that time. I've got so much to do and so little time yet to do it. I know that I'm living on borrowed time, and I know that whatever I want to get, I don't want to look at these last days of my life and say, okay, I spent my time on the internet. First of all, most of the internet's not even truth. But look to yourselves. This morning, would everybody look to yourself, dear wife. Are you a good wife? Are you a good mother? Are you a good husband? Are you a good father? Are you great Christians? Look to yourselves. And he says, that ye lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we may receive a full reward. He's saying, watch out, because these deceivers, verse number 7, they're going to come and deceive you. It's an amazing thing how many people at your work never witnessed to you, never gave you the gospel. And then you get saved. And they said, you know, I'm saved too. I'm glad. And you think, you're saved? And then they begin to talk to you. I wouldn't go to that church. I tried that church years ago. I wouldn't go back to that church. And then they start to sow discord in your heart. And before you know it, the devil has come and seized everything that God has done. And it takes it out of your heart. And then all of a sudden, you're out of church and you're bitter and you're angry. Why would you listen to deceivers? No, don't spend any time with the deceiver. Look to yourselves. Don't look to your deceiver. Don't look to someone who's going to draw you away from God. Don't look to someone who's going to attack the things of God. Don't look to anybody that's going to attack your pastor, your pastor's wife. Don't do that. Don't look to anybody who's going to attack the Bible. Don't look to anybody who's going to attack old-time religion. Well, I tell you what, that old-time religion, that stuff doesn't work. I see it's working. I go to churches all of America, and it's working. Now, they're not getting a lot of transfers in from other churches, but they're getting a lot of souls in. And I'll tell you what, new souls are the heartbeat of the church, and they amen, and they praise the Lord, and they sing, and they're involved. And God's word says, look to yourself. I'm going to ask you today for a self-examination. You know, I got, I guess a year ago, I must have got allergies, and I fought those things, and my eyes would puff up, and about the same time, it happened this year, but for 2 days, my eyes were swollen, almost shut. I could hardly even read, and I was getting ready for Easter Sunday, and I was on Friday, I called Brother Chad Ith, one of my deacons. He called my doctor for me, and he knows the doctor very well, works with them. And he said, I need you to see pastor today. So I got in there, and he goes, oh, my goodness, yeah, we got to take care of it. He goes, you do this. He gave me four things. He goes, you do these four things with your eyes for today, and then twice tomorrow, twice on Sunday. We'll get you, you'll be able to see. You'll be able to do things right. And sure enough, it worked. You know, I'm glad I had to look at myself and examine myself, and I went to a doctor and got some help, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Father, I want to thank you for your word, the Bible. Oh, how true it is. And I pray that it find lodging place in our heart today. That may all of us examine our heart and make sure that we're right with a holy God and right with mankind. I pray this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. And God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.